The following is a paid commercial program. The views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or PAML Broadcasting. Mahoney Asset Management presents A GPS for Your Finances, hosted by their president and CEO, Ken Mahoney. Ken is a Hudson Valley resident and businessman with 27 years of experience in retirement, the markets, investment strategies, and more. He presents this show to help you navigate today's financial landscape, to make it easier for you to understand and to answer your questions. Now, here's the host of A GPS for Your Finances, Ken Mahoney.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of A GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. We're here with you every Sunday morning right here on WHUD 100.7. Don't touch that dial. I'm scared. So I hope you're enjoying your Sunday morning. You got the coffee brewing, got the tea going. I smell some eggs going. I don't know, bacon. What else do you have going on? Okay, so I'm glad you're inviting me in Sunday morning as we're here every morning sharing with you some concepts of GPS for Your Finances. And today's topic, your questions and answers. Questions and answers I hear throughout the week. Questions that we answer right here Sunday morning. So let's get going right here. The market is too high. I hear that all the time. Or is the market too high? Of course, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closing it in on 23,000. It's hard to believe not too long ago it was doing a ping pong match around 18,000 for a long time. And there's obviously two sides of the story. Is the market too high? For a lot of people, you know, analysts will say, yes, it's kind of too high when it goes as far as, you know, evaluations and price earning multiples and all those type of things. Yet, you know, there's momentum, something to be said about momentum. When the market goes higher, it attracts more money. People get more excited about it. And, you know, there's a lot of concerns about the market just crashing, falling out of bed. And, you know, that can always happen. But I do notice that the market kind of stays sticky to the upside, so to speak. And if we are going to kind of head south in the market, I'd see it more of a process. I mean, again, I can't say it can't just fall out of bed, but a process, what they call a topping process. You know, it goes down a little bit, it goes up a little bit, down a little bit more, then up a little bit, then down a little bit more yet again. And you can see that. So it's really hard to time the market. I know there's a lot of suspicion with the market. When it does this well, people start getting very concerned. If you're concerned, you can always take some chips off the table. So let's say you start the year and you're 50-50. Half in stocks and half in bonds. And because stocks have done so well now in your retirement account, let's say now your allocation is now more like 65-35. You didn't do anything, but the stock and stock funds have done well, pushing you to 65-35. You can always go back and rebalance and bring yourself back to 50-50 if you're concerned. Now, one thing we want to stay away from is market timing. And I know some people like to try to time the market. I've been doing this 28 years. In dog's life, I have to tell you, I've been doing this about 140 years. Okay, so it's really hard to time the market. I know you can mistime the market, like in 2008, 2009. Oof, a lot of people bailed out. The problem is when the market started going higher, they never got back in. So I want to be very careful. First of all, I don't know your situation, specific situation. I don't want to make calls on the market, but I do know why the market is high. People get kind of nervous, and you can always go back and reallocate. If you do something incrementally. We can take a look forward after that. People also in the question and answer today's topic on GPS for Your Finances ask about gold. What do you think about gold? Well, gold is kind of stuck in that 1250 to 1300 range for some time now. You know, gold doesn't pay a dividend now. So for some stocks, even if the stock's not doing well, some stocks pay dividends. So at least you're getting paid each quarter for holding on to it. Gold does not pay any dividends, so be mindful of that. You know, every now and then we get a North Korea flare up, or we get some other type of international uncertainty, and we get like a one-day wonder for gold. If you look at a chart, and I can't say it's a perfect science, but looking at charts as I do so often, you know, I just see that gold's kind of in a trading range. And again, we could break out of trading range and go higher, but typically you'd have to see inflation. And again, not to get too technical, but Janet Yellen, the Fed chair, talked about raising rates in December of this year, talked about raising rates three times in 2018. And if that's the case, you know, it's hard for inflation to get going if the Fed is kind of fighting the prospects of higher wages, which could lead to higher inflation. Well, if you're just tuning in, you're joining us here on WHD every Sunday morning. I'm Ken Mahoney, your host of Mahoney Asset Management, and GPS for Your Finances is our show every Sunday morning. So hopefully you're enjoying us today. We have questions and answers. Hopefully some of these questions you thought about yourself or had questions, and hopefully we give you answers and point you in the right direction. So here is joining us every Sunday morning right here at 6 a.m. I'm Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. So next question, North Korea. Wow, that's a tough one. Again, I never want to try to predict international events, but I do want to say something about North Korea in general, that there's always, unfortunately, scary times and scary bugaboos. If you pulled out a paper, you know, if you left your papers in the garage, let's say, and saw, gee, what were the headlines a year ago, or 3 years ago, or 5 years ago, or 10 years ago, you notice the headlines are not always pretty. So I'm not saying that it's different this time, but at the same token, if you think about, you know, North Korea and flexing their muscles and what's happening, it is downright scary. But almost any time we've had examples of aggressions that are out there. The reason why I bring this up is I'm most concerned about North Korea when in regard to your investments and portfolio. Like, if you have a long-term horizon, you have another 10 years to invest in before retirement, or 5 more years to retirement. You know, I can't tell you what's going to happen in North Korea, but I can tell you I hate for you to make any decisions based on a threat of North Korea or any other international uncertainty which may pass for that time. So if you think about all the things our country's been through, oh God, we've been through president assassinations, we've been through wars, we've been through all bunch of stuff. Over time, the market's done pretty well over time. Again, I can't count on that going forward. But I just want to remind you, when you see these headlines, like North Korea, as an investor. Now, again, if you're retiring, let's say a year from now, again, it doesn't matter about North Korea. You shouldn't have 80 or 90% of your money allocated towards stocks. Probably be a lot less than that. So the North Korea story is, I call it the boomerang story. It just keeps coming back. And I don't know what the resolution is going to be. Of course, there's been some tough talk from our president and how to handle that. I'm not sure where it's going to go, but be mindful not to make your investment decisions based on this or any other international uncertainty that could come around. Another question comes up quite often is the local WHD Hudson Valley Index. So every weekday morning, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, you find me right here in WHD along around 8:25 in the morning it plays, drive time. And then in the afternoon around 5:15 p.m., my colleague Bill Kugel of Mahoney Asset Management shares the local index. So the local index, the WHD Hudson Valley Index, takes those public companies in the Hudson Valley Index. We make it an index trading around, we're going to call it trading around, what, around 12,000 right now. The index was 10,000 back on January 1st, 2016. So it's definitely done okay. Relative to the national indexes, though, a WHD Hudson Valley Index right now is lagging. Again, and this is not an investable. This is really just compare our local economy, our local markets, compare that to national averages. So while there are components like Hudson Technology, like MBIA, all these different stocks that we talk about that are part of the Hudson Valley region and these public companies, you could buy these stocks individually. Again, we can't recommend to buy or sell any of these stocks, but as an index, you cannot buy the index or sell the index. But the point is, we do like to see how we compare to the rest of the market. And lately, the WHD Hudson Valley Index has been lagging the market by quite a bit, I would say. Our next topic is a Roth IRA. What is a Roth IRA? Well, a Roth IRA, different from IRAs, in that you can put up to $6,000 a year, check for your accountant. You do not get the tax write-off. So let's say you put money into mutual funds, and you put $6,000 in, you do not get to deduct that in 2017. However, the Roth IRA grows tax deferred, and when you take the money out, it comes out tax-free. So for some investors, if you think down the road, they may be in a higher tax bracket, or they want to have some pools of money that's tax-free, well, the Roth IRA would be the best way to go. And we'll be back right after these messages.
Ken Mahoney at Mahoney Asset Management has a new book out, Life on Your Terms, another book in the GPS Guide to Your Retirement series from Ken Mahoney at Mahoney Asset Management. We have given away hundreds and hundreds of his books over the years, and now it's a brand new one called Life on Your Terms, another book in the GPS Guide to Your Retirement series. Get it now before it even gets to Barnes & Noble and Amazon.com. Our listeners will have the first copies. Be among the first 20 callers right now to get a free copy at 844-5-3-7-1-0-1-0-1. First 20 callers get the new book from Ken Mahoney for 2017, Life on Your Terms, another book in the GPS Guide to Your Retirement series, and you can get it for free right now. That number again, 845-371-0101. Life on Your Terms from Ken Mahoney at Mahoney Asset Management.
And welcome back to GPS Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. Here we're going over questions and answers. And hopefully some of these questions you have, and hopefully I give the right answers. Now, you just heard from Mike Bennett talk about my book, Not Your Father's Retirement. I'm going to get you a chance to get your pen ready and a paper ready. And get ready to jot this number down, because you're the first 20 callers, one of the first 20 callers, the early bird gets the worm. You're going to get this book for free. So it's 845-371-0101. I think it's a perfect companion to the show that we do here on WHD every Sunday morning at 6 a.m. This companion, Not Your Father's Retirement, you can find it on Amazon for $17.99, Barnes Noble for $17.99, or if you're early worm and want to get the bird and book all at the same time, you can do it right now by calling 845-371-0101. I can only offer 20 for free because we'll run out of books otherwise. We keep it open-ended. So the first 20 callers, 845-371-0101. We'll get my book for free, Not Your Father's Retirement. We believe a perfect companion to what we do here every Sunday morning, and that's GPS Your Finances. So right before the break, we spoke about Roth IRAs, and we had to kind of cut it pretty quickly. But so a Roth IRA, I think that was named after a senator who put this together and said, wait a second. There are traditional IRAs, which you put money away, and that money comes out tax deductible. So let's say you had a $50,000 income, you put away $5,000, and now your income is $45,000. Now, that IRA, traditional IRA, grows tax deferred, but when you take the money out, it is taxable. So the Roth IRA is almost the opposite as far as taxes. Again, you put money in, it's after-tax dollars. In that example of $50,000, you put $5,000 in. Oh, it's not 45. It's still 50,000. So you do not get any tax deductibility on that Roth. However, it grows tax deferred and comes out tax free. Most analysts believe the younger you are, the better the Roth is, because you have all this time to accrue tax deferral for the money to come out tax free. If you only have a couple of years, the tax deductibility up front in a traditional IRA may benefit you. Again, always check with your accountant anytime something comes up with taxes or anything like that. Always check with a professional for advice. A question that comes up often is taking loans from my company's retirement plan. So if you have 401k or 403b, most companies allow you to take money out. You could borrow money from it. And some of the companies allow you to take money out for very low rates. Be mindful, though, if you terminate service with that company, that is, you're let go or you decide to leave, if you don't pay back that loan, it becomes a taxable event. So let me give you an example. Let's say you have a $100,000 retirement account and you want to take out $20,000. Home improvement or whatever that you're doing with that $20,000. So now you terminate service. Let's say you found a better opportunity, you want to work somewhere else. If you don't pay that $20,000 back, you're going to get a 1099 at the end of the year and you pay taxes on that. So be very mindful, be very careful that if you do take a loan with the company, that when you do leave there, you do have to deal with that loan. And I think some people get surprised when they get a tax bill at the end of the year, but that's how these things go. Well, if you're just tuning in Sunday morning right here, you're listening to a GPS for your finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us Sunday morning. Hopefully you got the coffee brewing, the tea going, and hopefully we're giving you some good information that you can act on. So GPS for your finances, you'll find us right here, 100.7 every Sunday morning. So we're tackling your questions and answers. Now, 59 and a half and 70 and a half, I get confused, or people get confused with what that is. Well, 59 and a half. So what are we talking about? If you have a retirement plan and you're 42 years old and you want to take money out prior to 59 and a half, it's not a loan, let's say, you want to take money out, you will pay federal taxes, state taxes, and a 10% IRS penalty. That's why 59 and a half is one of those dates. If you put money away to your retirement plan, know that you're really not going to be touching money for long term, because you have to wait at least 59 and a half before you take money out without a 10% penalty. Now, there are some exceptions. I don't go through all the exceptions, but there's something called a 72T that if you start taking money out at 55 and continue for a few years and dot all the I's and cross all the T's and check with your accountant, there's some ways to get at your accounts prior to 59 and a half. But most people know the word 59 and a half is the earliest. Now, 70 and a half is the other side of it. That's called required minimum distribution, that where you're required to take money out whether you want to or not. So let's use that example again. You have $100,000 in your retirement. Now, the IRS is kind of friendly. They think you're going to live a long life. So at 70 and a half, they think you're going to live 28 years. So the divisor is 1 divided by 28, which is roughly 3.5%. Again, on that December 31st balance of the previous year, we used $100,000. That's $3,500 you need to take out. Now, for some reason, at 70.5%, you don't take money out, the penalty is quite severe. In this example of $100,000 and 1 divided by 28 is that 3.5%. That's $3,500. If you don't take that money out, half of that is penalized, meaning $1,750 is penalized. Thank you, IRS. That's not so nice of you. So make sure you take out the required minimum distribution. So it goes 1 divided by 28, then the following year, 1 divided by 27, the December 31st value, 1 divided by 26, 1 divided by so forth. So at the time you're in your mid-80s, though, you're looking at 1 divided by 15, where you have to take out 6% of it. So if you don't have good earnings in the IRA, over time, what you find is maybe the balances start going down because you have to take more money out the older you get. Now, somewhere down the road, you pass away, your spouse passes away, the children get it, and you've already been taking distributions because you're over 70.5. Even if they're in their 40s or 50s, your children still have to take out required distribution. I know that surprised a lot of people, but that's how it goes. They need to continue to take money out as if they're 70.5 every year following the similar calculations. Now, some people say, well, I don't want my kids to do... You know what? It's a nice way of leaving a legacy. So let's say you have a retirement account, you pass away, your spouse passes away or predeceases you, and now you have two or three children. Those children now get what they call a beneficial IRA, and they're required to take money out. So you left a legacy, meaning each year, they need to take money out. Now, they always can reinvest it in something else. They could, you know, of course, put it towards home improvement, travel, whatever it is, though. It's kind of an interesting way to leave a legacy, even though that wasn't by design. So 59.5, that's the earliest you could take money out without a 10% penalty. There are some exceptions, like at 55, called the 72T. Of course, get a lot of information about your accountant if you need to take money out prior to 59.5. And 70.5, well, nature's way of knocking on a door and say, hey, listen, you've had this money tax deferred all this long. We need now for you to take money out. Well, you will be returning with GPS for your finances right after these messages.
Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management is giving you a copy of his new book. It's called Life on Your Terms, and it's another in the series of the GPS Guide for Your Retirement books. Be among the first 20 callers right now at this special number, 845-371-0101. Let me repeat, 845-371-0101. You can get this book before anybody else, before it shows up in Barnes & Noble and at Amazon.com. It's available to you right now. It's called Life on Your Terms. It's another in the series of the GPS Guide to Your Retirement series, and it's from Ken Mahoney, and you want a copy of this new book. Be among the first 20 callers right now at 845-371-0101. Ken Mahoney's new book, Life on Your Terms, 845-371-0101 right now.
And welcome back to GPS Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. Each Sunday morning, 6 a.m. right here, bright and early, 100.7 WHUD. And of course, you just heard from Mike Bennett talk about my free book offer to the first 20 callers, and that could be you, by dialing 845-371-0101. Not your father's retirement, by dialing 845-371-0101. 0101. If you're the first 20 callers, the early bird gets the worm. You get the book for free. Now, it sells on Amazon for $17.99, Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but the first 20 calls, we think it's a perfect companion to what we do every Sunday morning because we talk about many of the concepts that are in the book. So again, the first 20 calls, we'll get the book for free. Get your pen, get your paper ready. Here we go. 845-371-0101. And today's topic for GPS for Finances, well, that's questions and answers. And right before the break, we spoke about 59.5 and 70.5. So 59.5 is the earliest you can take money out without a 10% penalty. So be very mindful. If you have to take money out of an IRA prior to 59.5, you may be paying a 10% penalty on top of federal and state taxes. So be very mindful of that. At 70.5, well, that's when you have to take your required minimum distribution. So for 70.5, check with your institution to hold your IRAs. They'll get you the calculation and make sure you take it before December 31st of this year. Otherwise, you got some problems. Social Security comes up quite often. And of course, the question is, when should you take it? Now, of course, the typical answer would be, or the familiar answer would be at 66, or your full you know, full Social Security. Now, for some people, maybe 66 and 3 months or 66 and 8 months, but that full Social Security. Now, some people, when they retire at 62, is the earliest they can get Social Security, let's say out for disability. And at 62, if you have other sources to take money from, you have other retirement accounts, money sitting in savings, we would urge you, again, you have to do some calculations, some projections, we'd urge you to defer that money to 66. Why? If you look at what you can get at 62, it compounds out 8%. Now, by the way, guys, there's nothing in this world seemingly that's guaranteed to grow at 8% a year other than Social Security payments if you keep deferring it. So 62 to 63, 8% increase, 8% increase again, and compounds out very nice. And you'll see how much it is at 62, 66, or at 70. Now, some people say, can I wait to 70? Yes, you'll get more, but for most part, we kind of like to start taking money at 66, because in those 4 years, in some cases, you can take out $80,000 or $100,000 before you started taking your first dollar at age 70. Now, the best way to figure some of this out, though, is look at your situation and make sure it makes sense. The best way to do that, it goes to socialsecurity.org. Now, they'll ask you for a user ID, you create a password, probably lose the password, have to find it again. But there you'll see what you get at 62, what you get at 66, and what you get at 70. Of course, you can always call them. Always check and make sure the earnings are correct, too. Sometimes I've had clients tell me that when they go to socialsecurity.org, there's some numbers that are missing or some years that are missing, and the calculations are off. So not only are you looking at 62, what you can get each month, or 66 or 70, also look at the earnings report, make sure that all makes sense. So socialsecurity.org, typically we would tell people, ideally, try to get to age 66 to get your full Social Security. And by the way, we just found out, starting 2018, your Social Security payments just went up 2%. Now, that doesn't sound like a lot, but for a number of years, there was no increase in Social Security, no cost of living adjustment. So we welcome the 2%. And by the way, if we get 2% a year, over many years stacking, you get some pretty good compounding. So we're okay with that. It's nice to see some type of increase. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. I'm here with you every Sunday morning at 6 a.m. sharing new concepts right here at GPS for Your Finances, WHD 100.7. Also, I should remind your listeners, every weekday morning, Monday through Friday, you'll hear me at 8:25 a.m. give the market report along with the WHD Hudson Valley Index. And at 5:15, colleague Bill Kugel, right here in WHD as well, we'll give the drive time market report and all that happened in the market. So we're pretty much here around the dial, except for Saturday, I guess. So Sunday morning, 6 a.m. or so, GPS for Finances. Monday through Friday, the morning market report, drive time, and of course the drive time afternoon, keeping informed of what's happening in this crazy market, seemingly setting markets almost every day. Next topic, a question that comes up on a GPS for Your Finances today in questions and answers is utility stocks. What do you think about utility stocks? So utility stocks are like electrical companies. Think like Con Edison, think companies Duke Energy. So these are large utilities that pay steady dividends. You probably won't see a lot of appreciation in them. Again, I can't always give you the future of how these stocks are going to perform, but those that are seeking dividends, for a lot of listeners in our area, they've been a good place to get dividends. Most of these utility stocks pay on a quarterly basis. Remind you, they could always cut their dividends, so it's not written in stone. But for some people that just like to know what they're going to get dividend-wise, it is something interesting to look into. So I can't give you an overall opinion. I don't know your situation. But those who are seeking income, utilities, you know, are some of those stocks that people kind of like. A question comes up sometimes, what newspapers do I read? You know, prepare myself for the market report every morning and shows like this and the books I write and my guest contribution on CNBC and Fox Business. I read a lot. I write a lot and I read a lot. So Saturday mornings, I get Barron's. I think it's a great publication. You'll find that in most newsstands. It's very technical, very sophisticated. So if this is kind of new to you, that may not be your cup of tea. But if you're really into investing, I think Barron's is probably one of the best newspapers out there. And they don't hedge. They give you actual ideas of what to invest into. I also think Investor's Business Daily, for some people that are new to this, are intermediate, you know, as far as understanding investments, Investor's Business Daily, pick that up over the weekend. Now, William O'Neill started Investor Business Daily. There they give actionable ideas, very interesting stories about technology. Maybe they do something on healthcare. But they have a rating system. They rate companies 99 down to 1, or they also rate them from A down to F, kind of as if you're getting grades in school. So it helps you kind of look at companies that are earning quite a bit. Their earnings can rank from 99 down to 1. If you have companies that are earning, not doing so well in those ratings, you may want to look those up and see what you want to do about those. But for me, Barron's, Investor Business Daily. I also like to read New York Times business section. There's usually some good stories there. And of course, I read everything else from Forbes to Fortune, everything else. Well, I hope you enjoyed today's show. I hope to see you again next week and hear from you next week. Until then, I hope you have a happy, healthy, and a prosperous week.
You've been listening to A GPS for Your Finances with Ken Mahoney, the president and CEO of Mahoney Asset Management. This is a paid commercial program, and the views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or PAML Broadcasting. You can listen to previous editions of A GPS for Your Finances on demand by visiting WHUD.com. If you'd like to ask a question, email Ken at MahoneyGPS.com, and Ken will answer it on the next edition of A GPS for Your Finances next Sunday morning at 6 a.m. on 100.7 WHUD.